proclamation number 6627 dated the August 21st, 1956. Different schools of thought. Where is truth? All spiritual disagreements could be resolved if each supporter approached me myself with his opinion and awaited my explanations. Then there would truly be no conflicts. Then all people concerned would have to reunite because they would all simply receive the same answer from me. The fact that so many divisions have occurred, that so many schools of thought have been formed, is certain proof that this path to me had not been taken, that people had only used their intellectual thought, and this can never produce the same results, because my adversary can all too easily intervene and confuse the intellect where I myself am not called upon in order to enlighten it. A few advocates of their point of view have done this, and therefore their opinion will more likely correspond to the truth. But it is not accepted by those who have ignored me. And thus the law, the truth, will repeatedly shine through, but too little attention is given to its light and conflicts are not resolved. They will always surface because intellect is more highly rated and intellect can alter the worst distortions such that they are deemed to be wise and are then endorsed again. If you humans now consider the many different religious doctrines and schools of thought, then this itself should make you doubt the truth of what everyone supports, since there can only be one truth. Thus, if the truth really was amongst the various schools of thought, all others would have to be wrong. But which one is true? Each one claims to have the truth, and yet it cannot be recognized, or it could not be doubted and abandoned in favor of another. Do consider this. Do consider that the truth belongs to me. Do consider that you are my children, whom I love. Thus I will not withhold the truth from you. Thus it will also have to be recognizable. Therefore, as long as you humans do not know but merely assume that you live in truth, you will not possess it. However, this does not apply to those of blind faith who have never formed an opinion of what they are expected to believe. Rather, I address the leaders, the representatives of individual denominations or schools of thought who in turn seek to convince their followers of the truth of what they represent. I speak to those who used their intellect and come forward in order that their still undecided fellow human beings should join them. I speak to those who certainly would be mentally capable of recognizing the pure truth if they let their heart speak at the same time, if they offered the spirit within themselves the opportunity to express itself, but have so far refrained from doing and are thus misguided in spite of having a highly developed intellect. All these would be surprised to get the same results if they followed the right path to him who is truth within himself and can and will only ever give the truth. The many denominations and different schools of thought provide alarming evidence that the working of the spirit is alien to all those in charge at the top, who do not work together because they represent conflicting opinions. And if they were to permit the working of the spirit, they would soon realize that there is no need for an external organization, that the human being has to look for the truth within himself, and that everyone will recognize the truth who allows himself to be taught by his spirit, who takes the path to me, abides by my will and listens to me. But then he can claim the right that is, faith has become, certainty. And then he will also convincingly support the religious doctrines. And all those of the same spirit will also be taught the same by their spirit, and thus know that pure truth can only be found in me myself, that it makes everyone indescribably happy who has found it, and that all disagreements will be resolved when it is explained by the only one in authority to do so. Amen.